Okay, so yesterday we established the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan in how to learn Sukkim of Nazir. And now again, Sukkim of Nazir, for those who have a Chumash, for those who have the Sukkim on the side, in Pasuk, Kapitul Vav, Pasuk Gimel, the Torah lists a whole bunch of details of what a Nazir can eat. Yayin, Shechar, wine, old wine, vinegar of wine, vinegar of old wine, anything that's soaked in grapes, wet. I said Pasuk Gimel, what did I say? I'm sorry, I said Kapitul Vav. I might have said Pasuk Vav, but it's not Pasuk Gimel. Vanavim Lachim V'Yveshim Lo Yoichal. In Pasuk Dalet, it says, Mikoy Lashi Yasim Migefen Hayayin, Yasim Migefen Hayayin. It says a general statement. Then it says another specific, Mechatzanim V'Adzog Lo Yoichal. Rabbi Eliezer ignores, for this purpose, Chas V'Shalom, he doesn't ignore, but for our purpose, does not take Mechatzanim V'Adzog into Cheshbon, because, into account, because he says Mechatzanim V'Adzog is to teach me a different halacha, that when you eat pits and peels, you need two chatzanim, whether they are pits and peels or some achlokes, and one zog. The Rabbanan do take Mechatzanim V'Adzog into account. And of course, according to Eliezer, we have here miut and riboy. First the Torah talks specific, then the Torah said general.
So grapes and skins is not a miut?
Mechatzanim V'Adzog? According to Eliezer, it's there for a different purpose, not to be a miut. It's there to tell me two chatzanim and one zog. Therefore, he doesn't take that into account, and he has a miyat riboy instead of a miyat riboy and miyat. His miyat riboy and miyat might have different halachas. Therefore, he has miyat riboy, not miyat riboy miyat.
You ignore the
because it's used itself for a different purpose.
So then, and the rule of a miyat and a riboy is
everything besides one item. I did leave a question yesterday that the Gemara Baba Kamba. It says that you exclude every miut is an exclusion. The Gemara excludes from every word of the miut. Here we had a bunch of miutim, and we're only making one exclusion. And I didn't have an answer. I still don't have an answer. Now, that's Rabbi Eliezer's way of learning the pasuk. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer only excludes the branches and doesn't exclude anything else. The shoots and the leaves are included. That's what the Gemara says. According to the Rabbanon, they come from the school of thought of klal prat uklal, and the Gemara now introduces that there's no difference between a klal prat and klal and a prat klal or prat. Now there will be a minor difference that the Gemara will talk about on Lamed Hamid Beis, but at this point there's no difference. And the rule is when you have a prat klal or prat, you darshan it ke'ein haprat. You include things that are similar to the prat. In this case, all the pratim talk about food items. And therefore, it excludes shoots and leaves. They are not considered food items. They might be considered food items. They don't come out min hagefen. They don't consider that a yaitzim min hagefen, and therefore, there's no reason to include them. Now, what do we include? So the Gemara says we have to include something. So we include psilas tree. What psilas tree is, we cheated yesterday, and we said it meant unripe grapes. So that's what's included from the similar to the prat.
Can you break down the prat, klal prat?
What they are?
What's the prat here? In this case,
the prat is pasuk gimel. Pasuk gimel is the prat. Pasuk dalet is the klal. Kalashi yatsa migefen hayayin.
Everything is forbidden.
It's forbidden, right?
Yeah, and then
there comes another prat, b'chatzan and b'adzak.
Which are also
a detail.
Has to refrain from.
Yes,
but it's still detail. So what do you learn about the branch? What do you learn about the? So what is excluded?
Again, we're not excluding anything. We have to include. The rule of prat klal prat says include things that are similar to the prat. We're not excluding, because the rule of prat klal prat is that you can't exclude only things that are similar to the prat.
Now we're saying unripe grapes.
That's because the Gemara is going to try. Now the Gemara says maybe. How do I know it includes unripe grapes? Maybe unripe grapes don't qualify. So the Gemara says we got to include something because the Torah wrote it in a way that we're supposed to include. So you look for the closest things to include, and the closest things to include from grapes is unripe grapes, which is closer than leaves and shoots. They're not included.
Unripe grapes eventually could be...
At this point, they're unripe. He picked them off the tree.
But they eventually could...
Could have been cut, correct. I'm not going to talk what the difference is.
Someone asked me what the difference is. That would be a good difference.
But, fine. If you're looking for a difference, you can say whatever you want. I can say other things. One is a grape, and one is not a grape. That's all. I don't have to say anymore. The Torah wrote vinegar. Claim it. Now, we have to include something for vinegar also. We're not finished yet. That's why we're learning the Gemara. Yes?
There are sometimes grapes in a cluster which never grows, ever.
But that's not what we're talking about. It may be, yes,
no,
maybe not.
Could be.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's okay. Enjoy, Rabbi Berger. I enjoyed. I still have more in my car.
I hope you enjoy.
I said I enjoyed. I still have some of Dr. Gold Farms in my car. I finally decided that I have to put it to the side.
Well,
we sure did. I thought he keeps one day already. Okay. Right. So the Braisa itself asked. The Braisa itself asked is very important. Now we're into Rabbanan Shita now. The Braisa itself asked, how do I know that you include anything? All the details are finished products. And the Braisa answered, you got to include something, because that's what the rule Prat says, you got to include something. If not, the Torah wouldn't have written it this way. So we got to find something, so we include Psoilus Pri, which I cheated and told you meant unripe grapes. That's right. Okay. Now, let's move on. We are in the first wide line. No, I'm sorry. Right, I'm sorry. I'm going back. Because I have to go back, because we didn't finish it. Umayachar, I am 5 lines before the end of the last of the narrow lines, the last word on the line. Fret the Braisa, Umayachar shesafenu l'rabbis kol davar. If we're going to include everything, ma talmid loymar mechatzarim vatzak. So why did it say mechatzarim vatzak? Meaning, let's have, okay, so here comes new rules that we didn't speak out yet. Okay, now, you need to have patience to get this straight, but I can't help it. What happens if the Torah would have only written a general followed by a specific? The rule would be, include nothing. A general, in the rules of Klal Prat, we're not going into the school of Rebbe Meir. In the rule of Klal Prat, a general followed by a specific is nothing. We include zero. We say that Prat is interpreting the Klal. He said a general, but it only means that one specific. That's if you have Klal Prat, right? If you notice to be small, Limer, it says mi Klal Prat, mi Prat to Klal, and then Klal Prat to Klal. So a Klal Prat, which means a general followed by a specific, includes nothing besides the specific. The prat is defining the klal. We told you a general, but we only meant one thing. A prat u klal, the other way.
Why did I leave it as a prat then?
What? Because, good question. No, I have no answer. But that's what the Torah did. I have no answer. The next one, I won't have an answer either. Because you can have the same question the next minute. Prat u klal, the exact opposite, includes everything. We don't include anything. We don't exclude a thing. Less than Miat and Reboy. Miat and Reboy, we exclude one thing. Here we exclude nothing. Now, why did the Torah write the Prat if it means everything? Same question, I have no answer. So notice the fact. Klal first, Prat second, includes nothing. Prat first, Klal second, includes everything. So when you have a Klal, Prat to Klal, you have one klal saying, followed by the prat saying, don't include. You have the other klal saying, include everything. So you make a compromise. Include things similar to the prat. Right? That's what we're doing. Because if you notice, whenever you have a klal prat to klal, or a prat klal prat, it's one way is going one way is going the other way. Because if you split it in parts, you have a klal and a prat. You split it the other way, you have a pot and a klal. So what do? So you make a compromise. That's called, iatadon okay, not prat. You include things that are similar to the prat. Those are the rules. So the price is bothered. We have over here, prat, all those specifics in pasuk gimel. We have a klal of kolash yasim gefen ayayin, right? So why in the world do we need chatzan and badzak? We're including everything. That's what the brisa asks. Umeyachash shesefeinu l'rabbis kol davar. Since we're including psilus pri, this is the brisa talking. So matam loyim b'chatzan and badzak. What do I need the second prat? Leave it as a prat klal. Right? Leave it as a prat and klal and include everything. Loimelach, kamakum sha'atam maitse prat and klal, iatam b'shai l'maitse l'dayna kena prat, au nasa klal maitse v'prat. Because with a prat and klal, we wouldn't have excluded anything, including shoots and leaves and anything. It would have been everything. And we don't want it to be everything. So the Torah needed to write the second prat to put the brakes on. Prat and klal includes everything. Torah added a prat, saying, whoa, not everything, only things similar. The Bryce is speaking out the rule. The second prat limits what we're including. Had it not been a second prat, we would have included everything. We don't want to include everything. We don't want to include leaves. We don't want to include shoots or branches, anything. By writing the second prat, it puts the brakes on. Because now it's a prat and klal and a klal prat. So you got to compromise. We wouldn't have done that. We would have said everything. So the Torah came and wrote the second prat to tell me, put the brakes on. Only things similar to the prat, not everything else.
Leaves and shoots are out.
Right.
Solus pre
is in.
Solus pre would be in still?
Because if not, we're not including anything. For pre, I don't need it. I have a pasuk that says pre. What is not written in the pasuk that I'm including?
Also,
I got to include something.
That's more right. So that's more of a pre.
Right.
That shoots in the.
So the immature
have more than one. There are more. Only one.
That's the only thing we found. If you find something else, you ask me. But there's no. Obviously, the Gemara didn't find anything else. No. Anything similar. Sankaras. Meat and Reboy, we didn't talk about Meat, Reboy, Meat. We just talked about Meat and Reboy excludes one thing. It ends up, again, I don't know how confusing that should be. Reboy, Meat, and Reboy includes everything. If you have two Reboy and 1 minute in between, you only exclude one thing from the Meat. Include everything else. Cloud part of cloud is very limited, only K, not Prat. So the Reboy Miyad is more inclusive than the Klal Prat and Klal. Then comes Miyad and Reboy and Prat and Klal. There it's a bigger inclusion in Prat and Klal than in Miyad and Reboy. Miyad and Reboy still excludes one thing, whereas Klal, Prat and Klal by itself would include everything. So Tysus points out that it looks like the opposite of Klal Prat and Klal seems to be more limiting, but yet with Prat and Klal it's more expansive than Miyad and Reboy. But again, that's not our business now.
Further abundant. Chatzanim and Zag are also Usser, right?
Yeah, everybody holds a Usser.
Question is how many?
That was the addition of Rabbi Chatzanim and Zag, right?
Yeah,
right.
But nothing
to do with this.
But I'm just saying, they don't, that's not Gemara, I'm sure it's Usser according to them.
Yeah, of course. Chatzanim and Zag.
No, these are about two.
But I don't know if they agree. We'll find out later. We haven't, we have just begun to fight. John Paul Jones.
Tomorrow we'll address that.
Yes. Look, Rashi. Umaachash is a feinu l'rabbis called Rabbis Kena Prat. Ma tam with loy mevachatzan and vazak. Mi prat to klau nami near Kena Prat. Why can't prat to klau do it? This Bryce is just giving you the general rules of every klal prat. Meaning, it's not a chiddush here. Could ask it by every prat klal prat. Why do we need it all? The answer is, These are the way the rules work. That if you only had one, you wouldn't be able to do what you're doing with two. So therefore, the Tzaddik has to write two. This is not specific for Nazir, the Rashi is saying. This is the writer speaking out general rules about Prat Klal and Prat Klal or Prat.
Explaining the mechanics.
Amar Mar. Ma Prat Mefurish Pli Upsilus Pri. Avko Pri Upsilus Pri. Now we explain what does that mean. Pri is envy. Pri is grapes. Silus Pri Mahi. What is Silus Pri? Right.
Are you doing the word now?
Yeah. Amamar, first wide line. Ma prat before is pre of silas pre. Prat says pre. Silas pre. I've called pre of silas pre. Pre is envy. Silas pre mai. What is silas pre? Chaimets. I've called pre mai. I'm sorry. I don't know what the word chaimetz is here.
Vinegar.
I know, but I don't know what it fits in here. Oh, I'm sorry. I taught the Gemara wrong. I taught the Gemara wrong back before. The Prat is... Okay. The Prat says pre and silas pre. Grapes are pre and vinegar is silas pre. So we're going to include something from pre... And we're going to include something from Silas Free. I thought I said unripe grapes are Silas Free. It's not. They're pre. Again, my mistake. The Prat says two things, grapes and vinegar. Grapes is a fruit, and vinegar is a Silas Free. We're going to have to include something from pre, and we're going to have to include something from Silas Free. The Torah wrote vinegar. What's included in the Prat of vinegar? The Torah wrote it to include things similar to vinegar. What's similar to vinegar? Vinegar is silas free. Grapes is free. We can include something from pre, and we can include something from silas free. So the Brisa says, Benin Gemara, pre is envy. Silas free mahi, what is silas free? Chaimetz, vinegar. Those are the two that Tyrus said specifically. Avko pre mahi, what are we including? Guharki, unripe grapes. Avko silas free mahi, what is silas free including? Amarim Kahana Lasuya envy dichrin. Envy dichrin means wormy grapes. That's what's included. Grapes that have worms in them. That's silas pre. That's included from vinegar. So that's what we're including. So again, we're including from pre. Each prat telling me something new. Pre, the grapes are telling me unripe grapes. And the vinegar is telling me wormy grapes. What?
Hazard Gimel says,
Yayin B'Shecher. And Chaimet Yayin B'Chaimet Shecher.
That's right. Where'd
that's vinegar.
Where do you have the word pre?
No, the next one. Nabim Lachim B'Yaveshim Lo'Yaycha, the end of the Pasuk.
Again, where do you have, I'm sorry.
Nabim are pre. I don't have to have the word pre. I don't have the word silas pre either. Grapes are a fruit. Vinegar is a silas pre.
That's part of the prat, right?
Right. So the prat told me a fruit, and it told me a silas pre.
Okay, so anavim is pre, and
chaimet is silas pre.
Yeah, and shechar is
nothing. It's old wine. It's the same as wine. Wine is neither of the two. It's a kind of pre, if you ask me. It's like anavim. I don't think the Torah doesn't darshan that. Gemara concentrates on the fact that there are two categories of this pasuk, pre and silas pre. And each one has to include something. So pre includes unripe grapes, and silas pre includes vinegar. I just want to do the next few lines. What does mechatzan and badzug include? That's the last prat. Amar Rabina Lasuya de Bein Habinayim. That is little grapes that are stuck between the big grapes. And never mature, and therefore never roy lachila. They are grapes that are less than unripe grapes because they're never going to become ripe. Not because they're a type of grape that doesn't become ripe, but because they're not exposed to sunlight, and therefore they remain in their little status, And Rashi says they're not roi l'achila, so they're like pits and peels, which are really not edible. Let's read the Rash. Zog the Rash, primayi gaharki, baiser, unripe grapes, gomer b'azregashah, habishayim lebratim b'gaharki d'arla. His wife had a rash, his daughter, and he smeared her with unripe grapes of arla. And in Umbi Kikrim, we have Dichrin, Shisliu, they're wormy. Bein Abinayim, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Anavim Tanim, Shaimdim Bein Agdailim, Beinim Ruim Bachila, Lefishainim Royim Bnei Achama, they're not exposed to the sun, Veinim is Bashlim, and they don't ripen. So at the end of the day, I just want to sum it up. Rabbi Eliezer holds meat and reboy. So there we only excluded one thing, which was the branches. Rabbanan Ol Prat Tao Prat. And they include things similar to the prat. They have three different categories of pratim. They have pre, they have psilis pre, and they have things that have come from a grape but are barely edible. Well, it's edible at all, pits and peels. Therefore, they include three categories. From pre, they include unripe grapes. From psilis pre, they include wormy grapes. And from tanim azav, they include those grapes that never make it. They're barely edible. The Rush calls them enam ruyal achila. And those are the three included. What's not included is something nothing to do with grape, and that is leaves and shoots. Yes, Dr.
Rabbanan excludes using wormy grape. What do you use wormy grape for?
You watch that. You can eat them. They're not so tasty because the worms got to it first.
You can eat the worms.
No, you get the worms out.
An apple, a wormy apple, eats or stuff.
That's how I understood it.
Wormy apple, same thing.
What do you mean? You can take the worm out?
I know what a wormy apple
is. Okay. You know what it looks like. It's fine. I know. Take out the worm, you can eat it. Now, you won't, but that's because you can get another apple. We live in an affluent society. They didn't live in an affluent society. They had a wormy apple, they cut out the worm, and they ate the apple.
You just say, is this now the small one, small grapes that don't see sunlight, are like...
They're not edible, the rest says.
They're like the pits and the
peels.
And the peels that are not edible?
Well, they're barely edible, I can say the word. You don't eat pits. Well, again, it's not something you eat by itself. Let's put it this way.
Pulp.
Okay. Fine.
The horses, pre and oven, they include psilis pre. Psilis pre, why eat? It's homets, right?
That's what's in the pusik.
That's the pusik.
Right. I taught it wrong. The pasuk says both pre and psilis pre.
Yeah, so psilis pre we know already from the pasuk itself.
Yeah, but we're including another type of psilis pre. Every prat has to include something similar that's not in the pasuk.
You need a
klal. Prat, klal. You need to include something, not a klal. You need to include something extra.
Why?
That's the rule, prat, klal, or prat. Why did the Torah write it to include things similar? Klal means everything. Klal is a general statement. We're not including a general statement. We're including things similar to the specific. That's why I don't like to use the word klal. Everybody have a wonderful day. We'll see you next